And I would like to thank the delegation for the excellent and very informative answers to our yesterday questions, particularly to Mr. Metz and Mr. Ziadi. And I have a special questions to both of question for, to both of them at the end of my list. Because of the very exhaustive dialogue so far, I will concentrate on the issues related to the optional protocol on the sale of children, child prostitution, and child pornography. I would like, first of all, to inform you that in 2019, the committee adopted the guidelines regarding the implementation of that optional protocol. And I invite you to refer to this document, and you may find this document as useful for your future implementation efforts of under the protocol. One more note, these guidelines is complemented by an explanatory report drafted by ECPAT International, which is a good partner I see in your activities. Well, apart from all commendable actions we still have some problems with the definitions provided for by the protocol, and we have problems with their integration in Luxembourg legislation. I'm speaking about definitions of child pornography, or the other preferred term for this committee is child sexual abuse material. Not only what actually constitutes pornography, but also let us speak about the substance of this offense. And also we have problem with the definition of child prostitution. We call it also exploitation of children in prostitution. I read in your report that in the last case you prefer to give discretion to judges to interpret, but we would like to discuss this and to hear your views about the definitions integrated. Another specific question I would like to ask you in the context of already held discussion about online violence and your good cooperation and the good cooperation between the government and IT companies. I would like to know if there are measures to facilitate the development of voluntary self-regulatory professional and ethical guidelines and standards of conduct. If there are already good examples of such standards or guidelines, please let us know about that. Actually, their aim should be to promote online safety for children. Statistics. I read the annex to your report, and you explained there the difficulty in gathering statistical data regarding victims and children involved in criminal proceedings as victims of sexual violence involved in prostitution or pornography. We believe that any statistics, any disaggregated data is very important for various reasons, and I'm sure I do not need to explain. So could you please tell us, are there plans to actually to establish so-called disaggregated data on all these important issues? Also, I visited all the websites you put in the chat box, and I'm really impressed by the variety of options provided for reporting and information prevention, etc. I'm wondering, do you count visitors or signals or calls, because all the websites provide for the opportunity to call the police or service providers. Do you count, do you have information about the visitors, about the signals, and this type of data would be also helpful. My last point, yesterday, actually I visiting one of your websites, I read, I quote, production and possession of nude or similar photos involving minors is prohibited by law. According to the penal code, even the creation and sending of such images of oneself falls under the pornographic representation of minors. Even if you are a minor, you can be liable to prosecution if you take, send, or transmit sexually explicit images, videos of yourself. I would like to discuss tomorrow with Mr. Metz or Ziadeh the view of our committee that in such cases, in the cases of self-generated aspect or material, we think that if this is generated by a child or adolescent, most probably, we believe that this child should not be treated as a criminal, should not be criminally liable, but rather as a victim. So let us discuss tomorrow this issue. And thank you very much. These were my questions. Back to you, Chair.